From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
I'm Andrew Richards.
And I'm Chad Beater.
Andrew, you're standing too close today. Wait, you're letting Chad drive, huh?
Chest in.
All right, and what are we troubleshooting today?
Well, we're actually going to talk about an issue that was sent in by one of our viewers, Mr. David Granger.
David Granger.
That's right.
My man, thank you.
Yeah. So he emailed us a couple of months ago, I guess it was now, saying, hey, I keep getting this problem on my machine where I go to log off and I get a bug check, a blue screen. I don't know if it was only when he logged off or maybe also when he rebooted, but it was happening pretty consistently on Windows 8, and it was kind of irritating, as you can imagine. So he sent us some memory dump files, and we started on that. And so what I wanted to kind of go through is just the process we went through on that to figure out what was going on. So let's jump right in. So David actually looked in his dumps folder on under the Windows folder. You have a folder called dumps. Mini dumps, excuse me, which is, I believe, under System 32.
No, right there.
Oh, it's right here. Yep. I'm wrong. And we have one here. It looks like this is Andrew's machine. He's had a crash on February 12th. That's not bad. It's been a while since you had
I think
one
we induced it as well. I think that was a not my fault one.
So anyway, David had a whole bunch of these, and he sent them to us. And just for good measure, we went ahead and had him configure in the system control panel to get a full kernel dump.
Shall I take
just to give us, yeah, so let's take a look at that. So you can actually do that on Windows 8. I go here, right-click there to get the whatever this is called.
Contextual menu.
Contextual expert menu or whatever it's called.
Or Windows X.
Windows X key. We'll do it as well. And from there, you come in here to your advanced system settings and under startup and recovery settings, write debugging information here. We've already selected complete memory dump. The default is a small memory dump, which is the mini dump.
Yep.
Actually, maybe the default's automatic.
I think it's automatic in Windows 8.
In Windows 8, which normally does small dumps unless you hit a certain number of them, I think, and then it starts
getting bigger.
Yeah, so anyway, we asked him to get us a complete memory dump and send that to us because it was something he could reproduce very easily, and he did. And we have that here up in the debugger. So what it is bug check AB, session has valid pool on exit.
So this is the first step of all kernel dumps, is always do a bang analyze minus V, because you just want this header thingy.
That's right. And in this case, this almost gives you enough to know what's going on. There's not even a whole lot that you really have to dive into. But you do have to know a little bit about what session has valid pool on exit even means. And it tells you a little bit here, but we also have a good reference book, of course, which we talk about all the time, which is the internals book. Microsoft Windows Internals. This is the fourth edition, which I happen to have, or Andrew happened to have a soft copy of here. And this section here, x86 session space, talks a little bit about what this is. So what session space is it's mapped into kernel mode address space, which is where drivers and the kernel and all that live. But it is actually used by certain user mode processes. So it's a sort of a special area. It's in kernel mode, but it's kind of shared user mode memory. And as you can see here, for systems with multiple sessions, the code and data unique to each session is mapped into system address space, by which we mean kernel, but shared by the processes. And if we go here, it talks a little bit about what that is. Win32k.sys, video drivers, there's some paged pool, mapped views for this session, which are mapped file views. So anyway, that's what this is. And what happened here is when we log off, we go and look at that session space, and anybody that didn't free any memory, if there's still allocated memory in there, that's when you get this bug check. And so that's what happened here in the session pool, the page pool memory. And you can see here the number of page pool bytes that are leaking is A0, which is not really very much. I mean, it's a pretty small leak, but it is a leak, so that's why we stopped. And it was really only one leak.
So the number of bytes was allocated only once. It's not like it was two allocations adding up to that.
Yeah, it was just one leak of A0 bytes in size.
Yep.
This here is the pool tag. As we've talked about in earlier episodes, anytime we allocate pool memory, which is what the way a kernel mode component allocates memory, it's kind of like the heap for user mode, but it's for kernel mode. There's a four-character tag that goes along with it. And in this case, the tag is this GH1 question mark. The stack here doesn't tell us very much interesting, because all we really know is we're kind of logging off and cleaning process address space, and as part of that we do this check. We noticed there was a leak, so we bug check. The leak happened earlier, so this particular stack does not help us very much. But we can find out a little bit about the type of the leak by clicking on this tag here. And we'll find here that this is this GH1 tag is used by win32k.sys, and it's a GDI tag, HManager sprite type. Do you know what a sprite is?
No.
It's kind of a graphics
thing. It's a car.
It's a car. It's a soda. Sprites are a graphics term for a small bitmap that is kind of overlaid over something. It's actually an old video game term.
That's the 80s. I haven't heard it since Timex Sinclair days.
Yeah. You used to, back in the 80s, you'd hear about sprite programming, which was how, you know, Pac-Man moves across the game board. Pac-Man is a sprite. And he gets, you know, mapped onto the bitmap of the background. Mm-hmm. And so GDI uses sprites. GDI is the component in Win32K that's kind of
what's GDI
in charge of. Oh, you got me.
Is it
graphical
display interface?
Display interface, yeah. Mm-hmm. Larry for the win. I think that's it.
I was going to go driver interface. I would be wrong.
We'll have to look it up now and see if we're all wrong. But anyway, GDI is part of Win32K. It allocates this memory and session space for certain things it has to do, and it leaked something. So that tells you enough to know that this is not apparently a third-party driver. It's not the video driver that didn't do this. This appears to be a bug in Win32K. It just didn't clean up an allocation. Now, why David was hitting this and a lot of other people weren't is a good question. But when he sent us this dump, I went and started looking through known bugs, because one of the things that we have talked about as well is when people get these bug checks and they click on that send report to Microsoft, we get all these mini dumps. And we already have this kind of on our radar. We're getting these GH1 pool tag leaks. And it had been kind of under investigation. And at the time he emailed us, literally, I think it was the week before, we'd finally managed to get hold of a repro system, and it had been investigating it, and a developer looked into it and figured out what the problem was. Let's see, where was I going to go with that?
then it got released, right?
Yeah, so the thing is that, you know, there's not an immediate turnaround on that.
Yeah.
So this was back, like I say, about 2 months ago, I think it was May or something. And we had just identified the bug, and we'd started to put the wheels in motion for a hotfix release. And that hotfix release, that hotfix went into the August cumulative rollup for Windows 8. And we have just released a KB article on that right here, which is KB 2865941. And here is why. Not everybody in the world hits it, but the people that did were hitting it pretty often, because to repro this, what you would do is turn on display pointer trails in your mouse properties.
Someone's using that?
David was. And the other key is that it usually also only occurs on touchscreen systems. Now, why does touchscreen have to do with mouse pointers? I had to think about that for a minute, but I suspect that what it is we have special logic built into Windows 8 so that when you touch your touch screen, the mouse pointer disappears. Mm. So we have this logic to show or hide the mouse trails, or the mouse pointer when you touch the screen. And so somehow that, I think, in combination of these pointer trails, was causing us to leak some allocation. And a mouse pointer, of course, is, like we were saying, Pac-Man moving across the screen. It's a sprite. So we were basically leaking a bitmap or something to do with this mouse pointer that had to do with these pointer trails and then the touch screen scenario where it's coming, it's appearing and disappearing. And apparently sometimes when it disappeared, we were forgetting to deallocate that pool memory. So the solution is go and make sure you're up on all your Windows updates. Get the latest August update. If you're not on it yet, you should be because they also have security fixes in them. But
I think the other takeaway is send to Microsoft. This got on the radar because enough people sent it in.
That's right. And this had started bubbling up. We started seeing this show up in our statistics as this was kind of becoming a more and more common crash. So we had already been aware of it, looking for a repro, had found one. And if we hadn't have found a repro internally just the week before David emailed us, we probably would have relied on him to help us out because he had a reliable repro.
Yeah.
So that's how it went. And, kind of a good example of you can use the debugger to kind of get an idea of what's going on and kind of take it from there and figure out what direction to go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, you've got two brilliant people here, two of them anyway, who figure out these problems. So if you have problems at home, if you're trying to figure out some weird thing, you know, when you have a billion people using your software, the 1 to 1 million problem happens 1,000 times a day. So if you have one of these problems, write us, defragtools@microsoft.com.
Yep.
Problem with your sprites, with your pokes, with your peaks, whatever.
Now you're taking me back.
But write us at defragtools@microsoft.com, and we'll help you out. See you next week.
Every week.
Thanks.